Education services around the world have had to adapt to the pandemic. Faced with the challenge of keeping students engaged, while most kids are able to learn even with changes to their studies, many in rural Australia are struggling to feel connected to their learning. One community organisation is helping to solve that. Based in Moree, Nubala Yugal Education Centre is running a campaign to raise funds for a mobile community classroom that will bring learning to the doorsteps of students. To talk more about this campaign, we're joined today by Stephen Jennings, the Education Services Manager at Nubala Yugal Education Centre. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Marlene. How are you? It's a pleasure to speak today.
Absolute pleasure to have you on, and I'm very good. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Now, many kids in Moree had an attendance rate of below 50%, which is even before the pandemic hit. Can you tell us about what are some of the factors behind this?
Yes, well, there will be cultural factors as kids work out who they are and what they want to aim for. And so we love to build relationship and get to know who the students are. There are many students who are at the 50% or less of attendance, and many more with extremely low, even teenagers. Many of them have very low levels of literacy, perhaps year two or year one level. And so we're seeking to go out to where they are, develop, you know, relationships, mentoring based, give them positive educational experiences to help become a bridge. So that they can see themselves in a learning pathway and that it could become more attractive to them and start to link into education programs that are available.
And how has the pandemic affected students in Moree?
There were the closures to the schools locally in Moree, of course, which isolated the students and compounded the problem of the disengagement from learning. So we developed strategies to create a support group on Facebook for parents, for those who can, we can mentor them and give them ideas of how to engage with the children during this time. And also we came up with the vision of the tutoring trailer, a mobile trailer that we could take out to them on their turf and demonstrate that we're really interested in the kids as people. That's what we're raising money towards.
A mobile trailer, school on wheels, sounds pretty cool. Can you tell us more about that that program?
Yeah, well, we're very excited. In the local area here in Moree, we're linked to a team. Ephraim House is the team name, who for 15 years have been taking fresh fruit, out to the students and families, particularly those who are struggling circumstances, and hot meals once a week as well. So we decided to add on the educational front this trailer. It's very exciting. It's like a full size. You can stand up in there. It's got eaves that will drop down and steps that fold out, windows that we can take out as well. It's part of that modelling, a real interest in the children. We're not just seeking to play a role or to kind of do what we're doing in the corner, and if they want to come, they'll come. But we're demonstrating that hands-on, go out to meet, demonstrate their value. And so this trailer can literally hook it up to our school van and be able to go out onto different corners where we've developed relationships with many kids and families through the community and show that we can also help them to learn something and become excited and again, get a vision for learning for their own lives. So we're very excited about it.
I absolutely love that. I love the idea of if you can't come to school, then the school will come to you.
Yes.
So can you tell us more about the kind of practicality of this mobile classroom? Is it already heading out, or is the funds helping to continue the project?
This is a trailer that we don't own yet. It's not a resource that we have. We run about four programs. But we do have a crowdfunding program, crowdfunder up at the moment to raise funds for this particular trailer. So we've got one in mind, and we've got pictures up there on the website, which we'd like to share with people.
Absolutely. And how can people listening get involved if they want to donate or learn more about the Education Centre?
I'd say the best way would be to head over to our website, and that is nubalayugal.org. So that's www.nhwbalayuga.org. I know it's a mouthful. Perhaps we could leave it with the station as well.
We'll pop it online as well.
Thanks.
And
if people click on there, of course, you'll find all information about the projects that we run and this vision for the mobile tutoring trailer. And you can link on the link to the crowdfunder and donate if you'd like to join in with the vision.
It sounds absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
Thanks, Marlene. Thanks for hearing.